This is Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon, a podcast hosted by Dr. Sharon Givens, a licensed professional counselor and certified career counselor with 20 years of experience helping individuals overcome personal and professional obstacles. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or career satisfaction, this podcast provides valuable insights and practical strategies to start your journey to a more satisfying and fulfilling life and work today.
Welcome back to Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon. And this is our final segment for Wellness Wednesday for the month of April. As promised, we are going to discuss exercise. So I had the benefit and privilege of interviewing a professional trainer, fitness trainer, and asking some questions about how exercise actually relates to mental health. So I'm excited to share some of the responses with you. I know for sure it's going to be beneficial to you. So let's get right to it. The first question was, are there specific types of exercise that are particularly beneficial for mental health? And if so, why? Sarah Spicer, the trainer, said, any exercise can be beneficial for mental health. As a trainer, I believe there are no specific types of exercise that are more beneficial than others. It really is about the exercise that a person enjoys and will consistently do that will benefit them the most. And that means benefit them mentally and physically. If that is strength training with an emphasis on body building, then that can be done 4 times a week for 60 minutes a day. Then that would be great. Also, walking outside, yoga, golfing, even pulling weeds in the yard would also be very beneficial. So as long as it's consistent, particularly 3 or more days a week for at least 60 minutes. The next question, can you discuss the role of exercise in managing and even preventing conditions like depression, anxiety, and stress? Although exercise is proven to be beneficial to mental health, as a physical fitness trainer, I can't necessarily speak to managing and preventing conditions. However, I do know that exercise certainly complements other treatments like therapy. The next question, what are some psychological mechanisms behind the mood boosting effects of exercise? During exercise, we produce endorphins, which is a feel-good chemical that directly improves our mood. Exercise also increases dopamine production, leading to feelings of happiness and motivation. That in itself should be a strong incentive for all of us to exercise. The next question was, how does exercise influence self-esteem and body image, especially in the context of mental health? Low self-esteem and poor body image can coincide with other mental health issues, which can sometimes bear outside of the physical fitness realm and does require a mental health professional. However, many people with self-esteem and body image issues can use exercise to increase confidence and feelings of success in their daily life. Most of these individuals will have goals for themselves, even though the goals can vary widely, anything from losing weight to gaining muscle, to becoming more independent in their daily tasks. Different exercise programs can help people achieve their personal goals and improve underlying body image issues or poor self-esteem. Really good stuff. The next question was, what are some exercises, strategies, etc., that individuals can engage in if they're not a member of a gym? And I was very, very intentional about asking her this question because many people are not members of gyms, but it's important that they still get some exercise. Her response was any consistent physical activity. It can be anything from walking, biking, doing yard work, simple body weight exercises or stretches. You can find some of those on Pinterest. Just get the body moving. Strategies. Schedule your workout like you would do a doctor's visit or a haircut. I really like that. Make it a priority. You get there on time and you can't cancel. You want to view it as something that's absolutely mandatory. Set a timer. If you have a hard time wanting to do your physical activity for the day, set maybe that timer for 10 minutes. Just start the timer, at least get in your 10 minutes. And then continue. Maybe the next day, set the timer for 15 minutes until you can build up to at least maybe 30 minutes of activity. The next question, how can we overcome barriers like lack of motivation or time constraints to maintain a consistent exercise regimen for mental health benefits? Because we tend to make so many other things a priority. So her answer was pick an exercise routine that you enjoy and that you look forward to doing. Find what you really enjoy doing, and it won't feel like it's a chore or a task for you to get it done. Another tip would be don't do it alone. Maybe you have a friend that you can work out with, and they can also hold you accountable. Time constraints often are not as limiting as they may seem at first glance. Once someone finds the right exercise routine for them, they tend to stick with it. Meaning, if someone finds a routine they enjoy, look forward to doing, and or have friends or a community supporting them, time constraints often vanish as an excuse, and exercise becomes a top priority in their weekly or daily schedule. I absolutely love that response. Okay, the final question from Ms. Spicer, our fitness trainer. Lastly, can you share any personal tips or strategies for integrating exercise into daily life for optimal mental health being, for optimal mental well-being? Don't want to leave that word out. Start small to make it sustainable. Absolutely. Start small. You don't have to walk 3 or 5 miles the first day. It could be a fourth of a mile. Focus on consistency and add intensity later. She says, as a trainer, I work out best when I have a community behind me. When I have people I'm looking forward to seeing, and even who will text me if I don't make it into the gym. They will ask, where have you been? And that's what keeps me going. So because of that, I'm more likely to be there to show up and get the work done. These are some awesome tips and strategies from this fitness trainer, the one and only Sarah Spicer. I hope this has been helpful for you, and get moving as soon as possible. It is absolutely necessary for your mental health. Thanks again for joining me for this final Wellness Wednesday in April. And see you soon again on Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon.